Jumping In on Manx Radio.
With Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we are, it's that festive time of the year, here, there and everywhere, and particularly in the Jumpin' In Jazz Studios, as we start to look back at some of the best modern and contemporary jazz of 2020. With me, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this Boxing Day special edition of Jumpin' In, and happy Hunt the Wren to everybody if you are out this morning. I hope you've all had a lovely Christmas break so far, despite the unusual circumstances which some of you may be having to limit your celebrations this year. While most of us might want to forget 2020, it's actually been a bit of a bumper year for jazz, so over the next couple of shows we're going to look back and with a selection of our favorite bits. So what discs have been locked down on repeat in your playlist this year, H?
Yeah, there's been an amazing amount. It's obviously all that time people had in their hands has inspired even more creativity than normal, perhaps. We are going back to maybe February with a Valentine anyway. Bill Frisell, fantastic on cracking form with his trio recording after lots of live touring. One of the big ones of the year, no, jazz-wise, went big with it. We spoke to the woman herself, Maria Schneider and Data Lords. And I'm also thinking one of my favourite reissues.
Ah, very nice for that. And for me, a blues, a parable, a mechanical man. And to kick things off, here's Vanessa Perica and her orchestra with Rebrahmanization, whatever that is.
Thank you.
Sir Perica Orchestra with Re-Brahmanization, taken from her debut album Love is a Temporary Madness, featuring a 17-piece band with the cream of Australian jazz scene, many of which including pianist Andrea Keller, bassist Sam Anning and saxophonist Julian Wilson, we featured on the past with their own bands on the show. It's a great album, this, really full of dense textures, unexpected twists and turns, straight swinging passages and interspersed with sort of jagged, rocky outbursts of guitar and complex ensemble sections. Vanessa has been in review favourably compared to Maria Schneider, who she cites amongst her influences and no doubt more of later on. But if this debut is anything to go by, she's certainly going to be a name to look out for in the future.
Certainly is. Great sound that. Enjoyed that one muchly. Check her out, absolutely. You probably have already checked out Bill Frisell. He's been around for a goodly number of years now. I don't know what age he is. He still looks pretty young, but he's certainly north of 60, isn't he? Been around for a long old time with all sorts of different combos, his own bands, playing, of course, back with Jan Garbrick in the day, and pretty much anyone who's anyone on the jazz scene at some stage or other. The Bad Plus, a great link-up with them a while back. But he's had his own trio, which have been touring for a couple of years, with Rudy Royston at the drums and Thomas Morgan, a long-time partner on bass. A couple of cracking albums, Epistrophe, is worth checking out live at the Village Vanguard, just the two of them. It's very empathetic, that one. But Bill said, yes, the albums, this one's really about Rudy and Thomas. He said, we played together for a number of years, but there was no real evidence of what we were out doing on the road. I really wanted to get a document of it, if only to show that it's real, not a magical thing I imagined in my fantasy. So this was recorded after a two-year tour, basically, off and on over 2019, with engagements all over the place. And I think it shows as well. Wonderful. Here's the title track from the album on Blue Note, Valentine. Thank you. Lovely stuff. I do enjoy, or have enjoyed that one very much over the year. Valentine, Bill Frizzell and his trio, Rudy Royston on the drums, Thomas Morgan on the bass. And yes, I should have, just reading the end, I could have possibly played another track. We Shall Overcome might have been ideal, really, for this year, wouldn't it? And as Bill says, the album closes, as many sets by the trio have, with We Shall Overcome, the anthem of the civil rights crusade Frizzell holds dear as a message of hope in all dark times. Lord knows we've had plenty of those of late. He says, I keep playing that one in the hope we get it together. I'm going to keep on playing it until there's no need anymore. I can't help but hope that day will come soon. Yes, that would have been an anthem for the day, eh?
Yeah, I'd put me slightly in mind that track, actually, of Well, You Needn't, but... And also, your man Bill Frizzell is a youthful 69, and Rudy Royston might turn up in the next week or so. He's a man in much demand as well. Fantastic drummer. Now, tenor man Dinah Stevens has been a favourite of mine since bursting on the scene after a number of years as an educator and a sideman. He wasn't a young man when he arrived, with a debut back in 2007. What a great debut, too, with John Scofield, Taylor Agisti, Ben Street and Eric Harland. And since hitting the ground running, he grew in stature, then suffered a massively well-publicised hereditary kidney failure, and was saved by a transplant from his aunt, and has subsequently gone from strength to strength. Following on from his trio release Liberty earlier this year, which could easily have made it onto my list, in fact, this live set from the Village Vanguard, recorded back in February 19, serves, only just released incidentally, but it serves not only as a potted history of his career to date, but a timely reminder of what we've all been missing and hopefully might get back to next year. Live music. Here's You Are Me Blues. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jump It In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Lovely stuff. Hope that put you in a contemplative mood. Sanzanin from one of the albums of the year for a lot of people. Certainly topped the list quite easily, it seemed, at least on this side of the Atlantic anyway. Not necessarily in America, where she hails from. Maria Schneider, Data Lords, her epic she brought out this year. Having a go, really, at the whole sort of big corporations, big companies. She won't do it on Amazon. She's right against Amazon, Google, all these mega corporations. And it's very much in sort of buying the music, contributing to the artists, getting something in your hand, being tangible about it and such like. So if you buy the package, it gets, you know, you get this substantial book you can hear there with it. You get photos, you can go to sessions depending on how much you pay, etc., etc., etc. She's very much to buying in to the whole musical package and the real experience rather than this just downloading tracks and such like. So this is from the 2 CD package. This is from the natural world, so the digital world, the baddies as it were, and the natural world, the goodies, if you want to make it that simple. Sanzanin and Gary Versace on the accordion there. And Sanzanin, and she says, an ancient Buddhist temple with a most spectacular garden located just outside Kyoto in the town of Ohara. I've been to Kyoto, but not there, unfortunately. The 1,000-year-old garden is utterly peaceful and magical. And I've dedicated the piece to my dear friend Justin Freed, whose photographic work wonderfully connects man with nature, which she's very much about. And she also very kindly gave us a wonderful interview, so we just had her introducing herself and doing a nice thing, which she kindly recorded and sent to us as well for the show. And, yep, I certainly, it's been on my player quite a bit. The Jazzwise fans liked it, but as you were saying, on the other side, it didn't even feature, I don't think, on the top 10 for Electric Daddy.
I think the most interesting thing about the Best Jazz of the Year reports, and there's several, I picked up at least three from major magazines, and all different major magazines and jazz magazines, and also other newspapers and specialist classical music magazines with jazz lists in them, and all very different. And what stood out in the bigger magazines, who had several reviewers, was that this year, more than ever, perhaps because of the fact that people have been separated, that they didn't all coincide as much as generally. So there was a much broader spectrum of things that turned up on the lists, because people were individually picking through the mountains of music out there to choose from. In fact, before we had Maria, we had Dana Stevens with his quartet, with Aaron Parks on piano, a bit more from him later on, Ben Street on the bass, Gregory Hutchinson on the drums, and Dinah, of course, on the sax. And coming to the point of those lists, sometimes when albums are released late in the year, they can actually sink without recognition and miss the reviewers' choices altogether. So they're sort of too late for next year, and yet they're too late for this year's, and too early to go into the following year's choices. Well, despite only being released in the last week or so of November, this album did make it onto quite a few pick of the lists, pick of the year lists. Described by one writer as, Gerald Wilson's orchestra might sound like this if it was filtered through an alien satellite. Here's Robert Masaryk's Exploding Store Orchestra with Dimensional Stardust, Parable 33. We'll be right back. Yes, well, with more than 30 years in the business, Rab Masaryk emerged from the Chicago underground scene, and maybe not the best-known name, but he launched onto the public scene in the 1990s. The trumpeter, composer and electronic musician has thrown together elements of the free jazz, rock, classical and avant-garde movements into the melting pot that is the Exploding Star Orchestra, channeling his inner Sun Ra, Alice Coltrane and perhaps visitors from another place, featuring, amongst others, the trumpeter Jamie Branch, whose Fly or Die albums have swept the boards in recent years in other reviewers' choices of the years. Dimensional Stardust is a fascinating journey and well worth the effort to get out if you can.
Yeah, interesting. It reminded me at the beginning there, and actually in the middle somewhat to a degree as well, Eric Dolphy, Out to Lunch. There's definite sort of that freedom, the also using the vibes as well, very much sort of Out to Lunches and very free in places, although following a sort of certain structure. Enjoyable, but one to check out and listen to, I would dare say. This one came up fairly late in the year. I enjoyed it very much. I got it entirely wrong last time. I think I called it Mondenkind. Mr. Hunt, my old German teacher, would have shot me. Mondenkind, Moonchild, Michael Valmy. I've been enjoying this. It's fairly free, but much more structured than perhaps in that previous track, and inspired indeed by the moon and the moon landings of the 1960s. Here one, as Molly calls, Tail. Thank you. other stuff. One of the reissues of the year. It's not brand new, obviously. 1968, Palo Alto Thelonious Monk and his quartet. A 16-year-old schoolboy, Danny Scher, decided he wanted to put them on at his high school. And he did, amazingly. The janitor said, if I tune the piano, can I record it? And here we are, however many years later it is. Almost didn't come out. They sort of released it and then they sort of closed down on it due to some sort of legal issues, then brought it out again in 2020, would you believe? Danny Scher himself went on to become a successful concert promoter. Well done to him.
No surprises there, and a gold star for effort, I think. Well, that's about it for this edition of Jumping In. We'll be back with more choices in 2021, next week, in fact, with the second chapter of our review of the year. But for now, we'll leave you with Aaron Parks once again, but this time with his own quartet, with a track from the highly regarded follow-up to 2019's Little Big. Here's a track from Little Big 2, Dreams of a Mechanical Man, with Greg Toohey on guitar, Dave Gignard on bass, Tommy Crane on the drums, and Aaron on the piano and keys. Attention, Earthlings.
See you later.
Bye.